Symbolism of Sex Magic. This is a follow-up video to a video I just made about the symbolism of the power button. And I'm making this video because the first one caused a lot of controversy. Or, I hope that they were just trolls. But just in case you weren't a troll and you actually did not understand what I was saying, I will now hold your hand and walk you through the truth and the facts proving that I was correct 100%. So let's get started in our research and searching for the truth. So go ahead and Google the word power button, and you'll see that Wikipedia has it listed under power symbol. Because we are talking about symbolism. And yes, I will get back to the same bull or the symbol a little later. A symbol is an object that represents something else. In other words, that symbol now takes on the characteristics of the original object or concept. Therefore, they now possess the same meaning. So we use symbolism every day. For example, a stoplight. When you see the red, yellow, and green, we know exactly what each of those colors mean and what they represent. In this case, we understand the color symbolism. So the power button is a power symbol. And these are the power button symbols. So when you begin to read about where the power button symbol comes from, you'll find that it comes from the system known as the binary system. Bi, meaning two. Exactly like the bi-bull, or bipolar, or bisexuality. So the power button symbol consists of two objects within one. The binary of the one and the zero. The positive and the negative, the on and the off. Now, most people know that a computer also uses the binary system, which consists of the zeros and the ones. So the zero and the one are symbols, and they represent and have specific meanings. Now, keep in mind that the zero is relatively a new number appearing after AD, and the concept actually was known to ancient cultures, but they just didn't understand and use the number of zero. So today our first actual number is the zero, and then we have the one. But you got to remember that English numbers and the alphabet both come from the ancient Paleo-Hebrew, the Aleph Beit. And of course, our English alphabet comes to us by way of German, Latin, Greek, and it all comes from the ancient Sumerians, or the ancient Paleo-Hebrew, or Cana Phoenicia. Now remember that the Hebrew alphabet, or the English alphabet, for that matter, is related to numerical values. It's known as gematria. So the modern zero and one in Hebrew would relate to the numbers one and two, since Hebrew does not have a zero. Now remember, about 5,000 years ago or so, the male patriarchal worship took over the much more ancient matriarchal worship of the ancient goddess. So in Hebrew, the one and the two, the A and the B, or the Aleph and the Beit, represent the dualistic principle of the male and the female. And I'll prove it to you. As I have explained many times in my videos, the Aleph, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, is an ancient pictograph of a bull's head with horns. It is the letter A, or the number one. And like I said before, our modern A that we use today is an inverted aleph, which is the pictograph of a bull's head. So our modern A is the Hebrew aleph, which represents the bull, the horned one, the horny male with the penis. In fact, the etymology of the very word phallus, which is the penis, actually comes from the word Baal. Remember I told you in many of my videos before? The bole. Thus, the same etymology for bull is the same etymology for the phallus. And of course, the same etymology for the symbol. Like I said, it's all the same bull. And I have explained many times about the phallic symbolism that is in the Washington Monument, which is actually a representation of the ancient Egyptian bull god, Penis of Osiris. And of course, this is why it's called an obelisk, from the fertility of El and Bel. And like I've said before, the Washington Monument is in the shape of a bull penis, not a human penis. And of course, you'll notice that the male erect penis is in the same exact shape as the one, as well as the letter L. And of course, the bull god El was known by the two numbers, or the two letters of the one and the one, or the double L's, which gives us our 11, or the L even, exactly like the parallel, or the pair of L's, or the equals, where the L's are equal. And of course, the L even, or the 11, begins the Hebrew Bible in Genesis 1:1, the story of creation. And I wish I had time to go into the Egyptian myth of Osiris and Isis, where Osiris's penis is found in Byblos, which gives the Bible its name. So anyway, now you know why the Hebrew alphabet has two, or bi, sets of L evens, or 11s. So like I said, the first two sets of L evens are male, the Aleph and the Lamed, which of course is the name of the bull god El. Now when we take a look at the second set, or the second numbers or letters in the Hebrew alphabet, we find that it's the Beit and the Mem, which both represent the female goddess. The Hebrew letter Beit, or Bet, represents a house, which represents the house of the female. And of course, all the B words that are related to the female: the baby, birth, boobs, breasts, the belly, and of course, the butt, or the buttocks. And let's not forget the female bitch. And of course, I could go on and on about how the letter B, or the bait, the bet, the house of the goddess, is related to the sexy babe. So in my past videos, I explained that the ab, the A and the B, means the house of the father, or the house of God, the house of El, the bull god, where I explained about the Ab and the Ba, the male and the female, or the father and the mother. In fact, the feminine form of Baal is Ba'alat. So now I will show you how the second letter in the second set of the El even, or the 11, the Mem, is also related to the female goddess. And once again, this second house, the M, or the Mem, represents water, which represents the water of the goddess. And of course, all the M words, like mom, mother, Mary, mate, ma'at, and of course, may, as in may sees. And the Mem is also related to the Egyptian hieroglyphic symbol for water, which was also the same word for the Phoenicians for water, which was Mem. Ultimately, coming from the Proto-Semitic Ma, or May. And remember, I've said many times that May, the May Queen, or the number 5, the pentagram, is related to the goddess. Thus, the Illuminati date of May 1st, May Day, when summer begins. And of course, this is why we have the fertility of the May pole. Now, of course, the pent alpha, or the pentagram, comes from the 5 alphas, the 5 meaning penta, which brings us to the Hebrew Torah, which of course is the 5 books known as the Pentateuch, which today we know as our Bible. And for those of you that know your Bible, then you'll know that the creation story in Genesis 1:1 begins with the letter B, Bereshit, which means in the beginning. Thus, the Bible, Biblos and Bereshit. So, the creation story of the Bible begins with the second Hebrew letter, the B, or the Beit Vet. So, the goddess is the mother of the universe. Thus, the universe is exactly like the uterus of the goddess, which is the celestial womb of the female, the whore who rides the bull of heaven in the Milky Way galaxy. And by the way, the Matrix, as in the movie The Matrix, it tells the same story as the very meaning of the word Matrix. The Matrix comes from the word mother, thus the green color symbolism of the offspring. And in Genesis 1:1, the creation story, we find that Adam is the first, and then Eve is the second. And of course, Adam had 2 wives, Lilith and Eve, exactly like the bull god El. And of course, I could go on and on about the biblical 2 waters or the 2 firmaments, exactly like the Ugaritic bull god El and the 2 waters. And of course, El lived in a tent, exactly like the biblical god. Now let's get back to the house of the Beti, or the house of the Beit and the Vet. Because the letter V is also indicative of the symbolism that is associated with the goddess female. And you'll notice that the Hebrew B looks like a chamber. The Bet is the house, or the chamber, of the goddess. And of course, this is why Mary, the mother, had baby Jesus in Bethlehem, which means the house of the meat or the bread. And thus, the bread represents the bun in the oven. So now you can see how the power symbol consists of both the male and the female symbolism, which, like I said before, the circle with the opening represents the goddess female and her womb or chamber. So I was indeed correct. The incomplete circle with the opening does in fact and indeed represent the goddess female. So we find the same sex magic once again at the Vatican, which is the uterus or the womb of the female. And of course, we have the obelisk or the penis of the male entering into the goddess. And that's why Peter, which means penis, is the head of the church. And that's why the green little spring boy of springtime is named Peter Pan with his short little sword. So anyway, the power symbol, like I said before, is basic symbolism of sex magic. The male entering into the female. Exactly like the pagan ritual of dipping in the phallic sword into the chalice of the goddess. And of course, you'll find the same sex magic symbolism at the United Nations Security Council. And if you don't believe me, you'll find the picture behind them, which is the picture of the yoni, the vagina, the vesica pisces. And that's why the Ikathis is the symbol for Jesus, because that's where he's born from, and we all are. From the ichthys, or the fishy thighs of the goddess female.